Well, first up, just kind of your emotion and reaction to the people that showed up today. What did you think about this?
I think it was amazing how many people showed up to come support. And I know this town is a mostly white Caucasian town, and there's very few minorities, but the amount of people that showed up to come support is just amazing.
Well, and just talk about this week of planning it, preparing it, and coming through and doing it.
This week has definitely been really stressful with the rumors of the counter-protest that did end up happening, and then seeing if people were actually going to show up or not, and getting all the supplies and everything together. And it's been super stressful, but me and Zoe have just been planning nonstop and thinking of every what-if situation, and I think we got it covered and it executed very well.
And I was told, I didn't see it, but as part of the counter-protest, did you offer them, somebody told me you went up to them and offered them some water, is that right?
Mm-hmm. We went up to them and we offered them face masks, water, snacks, anything they wanted or needed, and we were just trying to be very welcoming and keep the peace, and just, even though they were here to not support what we were just here to be kind people, because we are here to end violence, and that's one way to do it.
What's the biggest thing you learned from all of this week?
I learned that support comes in all forms, all shapes, all colors, all sizes, all kinds of voices, and that just because somebody looks a certain way doesn't mean they're against me, and that I should learn to listen before I judge, just like I preach to everybody else.
Well, I ask Ileana, I'll ask you the same thing. What kind of was your emotion today when you saw this, doing the event, seeing the people show up and kind of support your cause? What's your reaction?
I mean, going into this, I can't deny that I was nervous. Doing these sort of things, it can be scary, but thank God I had Ileana by my side and the support of my family and the people in this community, and just being here and seeing everybody together, it's powerful. There's just this feeling of togetherness that I felt today that I don't think I have ever felt in this community before, and I just want to say thank you to everybody who came out and everybody who supported us and donated things, because this wouldn't be possible without everybody else. And if people didn't show up today, me and Ileana would just be two ridiculous kids holding signs in the park chanting. But people showed up today, and that's what matters. That is how communities change. And I think that this made our community better, and I'm proud of that.
And tell me what you went through this week in terms of putting this thing on. How challenging was that to push forward and do this thing today?
Well, I can't say it was easy. There was pushback. There were a lot of people who said things like, well, why does Aledo need this? Why does Mercer County need this? We don't have racism. And there are people who just didn't agree with the movement. And I believe that everybody is entitled to their own opinion. That's one of the great things about this country, our First Amendment rights. Freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, freedom of press. It's amazing. But it was rough. And not only were there people who attacked the movement, there were more personal attacks, but they don't bother me. I'm not that worried about it. Things went well, and the people who doubted us, who thought that this was going to be some sort of riot or like this just gathering to bash Mercer County, we proved them wrong. And I'm proud to say that.
And there was a counter demonstration prior to your event, so it didn't look like there was any significant issue with any of that. So I guess, what about dealing with that today?
Well, again, one of the great things about this country is everybody has the right to peacefully assemble, and they remained polite for the most part, and they stayed out of our way, we stayed out of theirs, and they stood up for what they believe in, and we stood up for what we believe in.
And then just, I guess, the image today, and maybe you'll see it, you haven't seen it yet, is walking down College Avenue. So what did that feel like for you when you took off from Central Park and went down to the high school and turned around and came back?
Again, it was powerful. I felt so many emotions doing that. When I moved here in 2016 from the St. Louis area, I never would have envisioned that anything like this, what happened today, would ever be something that happens here in Mercer County. I think that it's amazing just seeing everybody come together marching down College Avenue. And there were a lot of cars that drove by in support of us. I mean, there were people who didn't. But there were a lot of people who supported us who weren't necessarily a part of this, but they made sure that we knew they were with us. And I just felt this amazing sense of community. And I'm so thankful for that.